Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the I Am Real Estate Show. You're listening to Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Danielle Johnson. On the show today, we have John Spurr from Inspired Life Mortgage. John is the CEO and founder of the company. We'd like to say welcome to all the new listeners who are listening to us for the first time with a new time slot. We will be here every Saturday. This show discusses relevant topics in the real estate world, as it is an ever-changing landscape. I like that. Okay.
Sorry. He does sound effects and
we
narration.
We have guests from the industry who provide their perspective of real estate. Today, we have a very knowledgeable and amazing mortgage lender from the Old Pueblo, John Spurr. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, Ben. You? Good to see you here.
Yeah, sorry for that long intro.
Hey, I don't remember a day that you're quiet, so we're good. in the sound effects, you're definitely no Eddie Murphy. I'll give you that much.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
When you said it's an ever-changing landscape and then you made the noise, I thought it was like the tree falling down in the ever-changing landscape.
Good job. See, it all works out.
Yeah.
People think what I'm thinking, so that makes it really, really easy for us. But we want to welcome everybody for listening to our show for the first time, and we're really excited about being here on this time when you're probably bringing your kids home from soccer or basketball practice. And you were thinking about, hey, maybe it's a good time to start looking in houses. I know it's hot out there, but it's probably one of the best times, wouldn't you say, to start looking for homes?
Yeah, nobody else is getting out there in the heat, although it is a little bit more tolerable than it has been. We are done with our 50-some days of over 100.
It has been miserable. It's just been ridiculous. I don't remember last time it was this hot. I wouldn't want to be in a car looking at a house when it's that hot. I wouldn't want to drive people around to do it.
We're getting lots of showing requests for like early morning appointments. Yeah. And we're like, you know, we get it.
Can we have a 4 a.m. showing? And it's not because I'm a weird person. I just want to be in the heat.
Hey, and this
normally
is a good
it's 8 a.m., but still, that's early for real estate showings.
It's also a good time for people who want to list their homes too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got people back from their summer vacations. Kids are getting back into their school routines. So actually, it is a really good time to be talking to your agents. So,
in case you didn't know, Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Daniel Johnson are part of the Johnson Smith team at Indy Realty. And Sandra is associate broker. Ray and Danielle, we're just realtors who work for Sandra.
We're not just realtors. We're really, really good realtors.
There you go. I'll second that.
Okay, I forgot my adverbs. I apologize. I use incorrect adverbs. I apologize.
And speaking of people that excel at their job, we couldn't be happier than to have John here on the show and talking about lending. I don't think you're going to find very many people in town that have the amount of experience that John has.
I feel like you just called me old, but I just started at a really young age. I mean, it's my 31st year, but I brokered my first mortgage transaction when I was a junior in high school, working in the mortgage department of a credit union here in Tucson, and just found out I was really good at it and kept doing it. So, but yeah, I've 30 years of experience allows me to, as you guys have experienced, figure out solutions to problems that other people just don't know what to do with.
Seem to be the problems coming on hand right now is the renter issue. The fact is that rent is going up exponentially, and people are wondering whether it's time to buy a home now.
Every time that question comes up, is it a good time to buy a home? And I have the same answer every time. Are you ready to invest in yourself? If you can qualify in today's qualifying requirements to rent a house, make three times the rent, first and last month's rent, security deposit, and make that $1,700, $1,800. I mean, I've seen rents as much as $2,500. I never thought I'd see houses for rent for $2,500 in Tucson. Make that payment, you're going to qualify for a mortgage. It's just, I don't know any other way to put it. If you qualify for the rental terms that are out there today, you're going to qualify for a mortgage. So would you rather pay the landlord's mortgage for them, or would you rather pay your own? I mean, I understand rates are high, payments are high, home values are high, but I'm not going to go write an $1,800 check and set it on fire.
There are still investors that are buying properties, and they're buying them now. They're getting them ready, and then they're renting them out. And they have that mortgage. You pay the rent, you pay their mortgage, and a little extra in their pocket.
I mean, so I'm a landlord, and I sit here and tell people to go invest in themselves and stop renting. And I own rental properties, and I had one just vacate, and we're going to go in and update it. I'm going to put it back on the market for $400 to $500 a month more in rent than we were getting before. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing as investors, because we because we can't.
Because that's where your market's at.
It's where it's at.
Yeah.
So again, if you can pay the $1,800 or $1,900 for that rental property, you can probably buy a house.
What are you telling first-time buyers?
What am I telling first-time buyers?
Yeah, they seem to be the ones that are, some of them that are very afraid about going out there and making that, making a big investment.
I have a long conversation with them, especially first-time home buyers, and it's more about budget than being afraid about buying a house or making the investment. What is our budget? Have you sat down and you know how much you spend on groceries and gas and insurance? Because if we can get to a comfortable number that you're willing to spend on housing, that's a much better approach than, what's the maximum I qualify for? Because I'm telling you right now, what I can qualify you for and what you're going to be comfortable making the payment are two completely different things.
Yeah. And I think often when our clients come in with that ideal number, they're like, I don't want to spend more than this. If they walk into the right house, all bets are off. It's like, what will it take so that I can call this home?
Well, and you were just asking me to, before the show, to do a couple payments and say, oh, I don't like that one. What if we do this? And we simply just did 2% more down payment. It only changed the payment $40. So the reverse is also the same. You know, my maximum is $250,000 for a house, but then you find one for $260,000 that you love. That extra $10,000 is only a couple Starbucks, and you can actually make that payment.
Right.
You know what else I think is really interesting is that it seems like a lot of people have the mindset of, I'm going to go rent this home that I only sort of like, and it's okay. But if I buy a house, I have to love every single aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're not buying a house that you have to keep for the rest of your life. You're not stuck in this house if later on you decided it's not your favorite. It's an investment in your future. You don't have to love it any more than you loved the apartment.
The other part of that is you rent a house that you don't really like and you can't change it. You go buy a house that hits 80, 85% of your buttons. The other 15%, you can eventually get there. You can paint. You can change carpet. You can change tile. You can redo the kitchen. Heck, you can learn how to do this stuff yourself with YouTube videos today and do your own DIY. But I agree with you. People will settle to rent whatever piece of junk they can find.
Yeah.
But then they want to make sure that house hits all the buttons, and I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But that's why we're here, is to help them walk through that process and kind of, you know, there are things you can't change. If you got a bad floor plan or if you're in a location that's horrible, you can't help that. Maybe with a lot of renovation, you might be able to kind of mask over the floor plan issue. But if you've got, everybody says, you know, good bones. If it has the right layout, there's so much that they can do with the house and do it over time. Doesn't have to be done the day they move in. So I think managing expectations and having options are the things that we can bring to the table.
I would love to remind everybody that managing expectations is probably the main thing that we try to do to make sure you're where you want to be and you understand what are the possibilities that are going on in the market. And that's what we're here for. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray, Sandra, Danielle, and who is our guest is John Spurr, who is the CEO and founder of Inspired Life Mortgage. Hi, you're back to the I Am Real Estate Show. As I already said before, we're here with Ray, Sandra, Danielle, and we're here with John Spurr, who is with Inspired Life Mortgage. He's the founder and CEO.
You know, something that people also kind of are afraid of is this number of having to have 20% down, and that they feel like if they don't have 20% that they can't buy a house. And of course, we know that that's not true. There are tons of options, and you can get in, depending on the kind of loan, with a much smaller down payment. If someone is struggling with that down payment, and I'm talking, you know, struggling with coming up with the 3%, what are some options for them, or what does that look like for someone who's trying to buy their first home?
So there are a lot of down payment assistance programs out there, and they are not all created equally. The Pima County IDA just released two or three new ones. Most of the down payment assistance programs I can't do. I have one of my own that I'll talk about, but I first want to just talk about DPA or down payment assistance in general. A lot of these have some sort of string attached. Mm-hmm. It's not, for the most part, it's not free money. If it was a free money, they'd call it a grant, which is what I have. I have a grant program. Down payment assistance, they can't call it a grant because grant implies free money. Down payment assistance is, oh, we're going to throw something at this. We're going to assist you in getting into the home. And there are strings attached. Now, some of these programs, the strings attached are not horrible. One of the Piedmont County IDAs, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a 3 year, after 3 years, yeah. it's fully forgivable. And I think that one, was it 10,000 or up to 20,000? I think it's up to 20,000, the newest one they came out with.
I actually have not seen the limits on that.
I think the newest one they came out with, I believe, is up to $20,000, but there's a very limited list of lenders that have access to it. There are pros and cons to down payment assistance. And the last time these programs came out that had big dollar amounts, we were in a higher rate environment. And you have a 3 year or 5 year period that you're locked into this loan program. And if you refinance or sell before that 3 or 5 year period, you owe all the money back that they gave you for the down payment assistance. Not saying that we're going to see 3% rates in the next 3 to 5 years, but we could definitely see 4 or 5. And if you're locked into a rate of 6.5 now, and you're stuck at that for the next 3 to 5 years because of the down payment assistance, that's something you have to take into consideration. Not saying that you shouldn't do it, it's just one of the downfalls to it. The upside is that down payment assistance money solves a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. Getting that payment down where it's manageable, getting you into a maybe bigger house, it does fix a lot of issues in the current market that we're in of being able to obtain a house.
You know, when I bought my first home, I used a down payment assistance program, and I had to keep my home for 10 years. And I had to watch those rates go down so far, and I could do nothing, because if I refinanced or sold before the end of that 10 years, I had to pay back all of it. And eventually it got to a point where I had to just keep the house. You know, it became a big priority. But that is something, you know, to take into consideration. It really does impact your abilities on what you can do. And thankfully, these ones are only 3, but
let me just ask you the question, though. 10 years, and it is a long time. Was that a good investment for you?
Definitely. And you know, 10 years.
And did you have other options at that time?
No. I mean, you know, I was a teacher. It was my very first teaching job. And I didn't have a lot of job history or anything else, but I was on a contract. And so it was difficult for me to get that loan at the time. Thankfully, I had good credit because my parents had taught me to make sure and have good credit. So I did. But, you know, having that help me to get into my home was the only way I could do it. And there were restrictions, you know, certain locations at that time, there were foreclosures and it had to be a foreclosed property. And just the market was different then. But getting into that home and keeping it for 10 years, it was a scary thing, I'll tell you, buying it, you know, very first home, buying it, not knowing what would happen, knowing I had to have it for 10 years. But how much the market has changed over that 10 years, that is the best investment that I have ever made. It was absolutely hands down, no regrets.
And I think that's the point of all of it. It doesn't, again, interest rate doesn't matter. Do we use down payment assistance to get into a house? It doesn't matter. The home should be a long-term investment, right? Very few people have the name, you know, Berkshire Hathaway or whatnot, and they figured out how to make a ton of money off of real estate. You know, we buy it and we should be buying it for long term, and you did that, and you did the 10 years, and I mean, I know the story. You know, you did very well, and I've done very well in houses that I've held on for a long time.
But I'm thinking about everything that in life most of the time has stipulations and have things you have to take on with the risk. So what we're saying about when it comes to DPA is that We have to evaluate the risk. But that's what we have John Spratt here to help you evaluate the risk and see whether that 3 years is worth it or whether he has another option that he can offer.
I actually had clients that took advantage of one of the DPA programs and had to pay back the money. They still put money in their pocket. And they, even though they were there, I think, around 2 years, but in a market that was moving as quickly as ours did, they were able to pay back all of that. In the meantime, their mortgage was less than rent would have been. They were not in the apartment complex that they were trying to get out of, that, you know, was important to my clients. And so the perks so far outweighed anything negative about paying that back, and they still made money. So I, and then same program, different situation, a client who through COVID ended up losing some of their income and was in one of those programs. And so kind of, you know, they had to make that hard call. Do I give up my house and have to pay that back, or do I ride out the storm? And of course we had the forbearance on loans, but they had options. And that was, I think, the most important thing, was that they did have options and they were not renting. So when they did have that significant financial, you know, situation come up, they had more options because of the decisions they had made to get into their home.
And a couple things on down payment assistance real quick. Number one, less than 3% of transactions close with DPA. And we hear it a lot, we talk about it a lot, but only 3% of the transactions monthly close with down payment assistance. The second part is, I see a lot of people that actually have the money for the down payment,
mm-hmm.
and they get talked into doing the DPA because, oh, well, keep your money, you can do the backyard, you can put in carpet, you can do tile, you can do this. Those are the ones that I get worried about, because you weren't in a situation where you needed the down payment assistance to get into the house. It was a convenient thing. And typically those ones are on that 5-year repay. Well, I would love to say I know where we're going to be in 5 years, but a lot of us right now don't know where we're going to be in 5 years.
Right.
You could get a job transfer and not have a choice. So again, having knowing all the facts and having all the tools in front of you, mm-hmm. to make the right decision is key. And having a team like us to be able to guide you through that is key as to, does down payment assistance make sense? Does a grant make sense? Real quick, we have a grant program. You only have to come in with 1%. The other 2% is given to you as down payment from either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. It does have some restrictions on it, but it is another great program where you only got to come up with 1% of that sales price. That's not horrible.
And it's a grant, so you're not repaying
it. You're not repaying it.
And we still have USDA loans that are zero down. Well as VA loans.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show on 1030 AM The Voice. We'll be back for more of the show. Thank you for listening. We have John Spurr, who is the CEO and founder of Inspired Life Mortgage. You're listening to the Johnson Smith team from Indy Realty. Welcome back to the show. We have Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Danielle Johnson, all from the Johnson Smith team. We're here with John Spurr, who is the Inspired Life Mortgage CEO and founder.
So we've been talking about DPAs or down payment assistance programs. Can you just give us kind of a list off the top of your head? How do I compare products? Because as a consumer, they seem very similar, and we might get focused on, you know, what percentage are they helping with, whether it's the grant you talked about or the assistance. What can I as a consumer do to kind of break down and compare products that on the surface look similar but maybe very different?
The fastest, quickest way is going to be asking whatever lender you're working with who has a down payment assistance to give you a loan estimate. And let's back up one step. Make sure you're comparing apples to apples, because a lot of times what happens is I have somebody call me and they go, oh, I have an 800 credit score and I'm going to do this, 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 and this. Then they call XYZ lender down the street and they tell them a completely different story. Well, then nothing matches up. So make sure you're giving them the same loan amount, same credit score, same income, and ask them for a loan estimate. And you want to look at, in my opinion, two numbers. What is the monthly payment, mm-hmm. and what is the total cost? That's going to be the quickest way to compare what is the best possible transaction. Then go into, is this DPA a 3-year or a 5-year repayment period? Does this down payment have a payment? Down payment assistance have a payment on that second? Because some of them have a payment on that silent second that is 2%, the rate is 2% more than whatever rate you have on the first. I always forget to tell you that part, and all of a sudden this other bill shows up. But for a quick glance, the loan estimate is a great place to look. What are my total closing costs? What's the monthly payment? Then start getting into the nuts and bolts of what is that term for that down payment assistance? It's a 3-year, 5-year repayment, and does itself have a payment?
Okay. I didn't realize that.
That some of these silent seconds could have a actual payment on them?
Right. Yeah, yes. I did not. I thought silent meant I could ignore it because it wasn't squeaking.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, no. So some of the I shouldn't say silent second because that's a misuse of the term. But some of these down payment assistance programs, there's a second mortgage. They all file a second mortgage. Some are silent. Some of them actually have an actual monthly payment. It has to depend. That does with what your household income is. Are you over the 80% AMI? Are you under it? Really, if you're over it, they start having you make a payment on that second.
Gotcha. So things that people need to be aware of as well is, so there may be income limits. There may be areas where the program may or may not work.
Yeah, so these things to check with these programs are going to be the income limits. Typically, it's 80% of the area median income, which is, for Pima County, $5,370 a month. If you make more than that, you're not going to qualify for the program. And most of them don't have a geographic restriction right now, but there may be one, so just ask that. But those I know of right now, there's no geographic restrictions.
All right. Well, I have to bring this up too. We've been talking lending, but you share your office with the lovely Dr. Rachel.
I do.
And? Oh my gosh.
So my wife, Dr. Rachel Novak, has had Inspired Life Chiropractic and Wellness for 15 years now. And for the longest time, we've wanted to have office space together. And we actually were able to make that happen in January of this year. And it seems weird and it seems odd that you have chiropractic and acupuncture and massage and the Hockett and Softwave and all the things that we do in the office, and then over here in the corner is a little mortgage company. But I'm telling you, my number one referral source is my wife.
That's awesome.
Day in and day out.
And I hope that you're her number one referral source as well.
I wish I was. I'm not.
Her just word of mouth, man. Her referral, because she's really, they are really, really good.
It's word of mouth, and I mean, she spends a lot of money in radio advertising, and it works for her. It works very well for her. We have fun there. We're in there every day, probably more than we should be, 10 to 12 hours a day, but we have a great time.
Where are you located at?
Such a beautiful location, too.
So we are at 1951 North Wilmont, building one on the second floor. It's over there by the East Side Costco at Grant and Wilmont, if you're familiar with that area.
Yeah, if you're going shopping and you need to go to Costco and you know what, I think I'm just going to go get a massage. That's right down the street from...
No, yeah, we just hired a new acupuncturist, and she's absolutely amazing. Every single person that's come out of a treatment with her has just said that Ginger just is hands down phenomenal. And I've had a couple treatments from her, and I would agree that she's very, very good at her job.
Okay, so I had one acupuncture treatment before I met Ginger. And when she came in, I was offered to meet with her, and I was like, no, thank you. I wasn't coming back. But then I thought, you know, why not give it a second shot? This woman has changed my life. I obviously was not I wasn't sold on acupuncture. I had done dry needling before, and that was actually something that was really helpful for an injury. But I just wasn't really sold on it because my insurance doesn't cover it. I need results. And I'm going to tell you that she has changed my life. And I will tell everybody to call Inspired Life Chiropractic and book a session with Ginger.
And if you need that number, it's 520-390-2966.
What was the number again?
520-390-2966.
Do you guys have hours?
Do we have hours?
Yeah, you know,
sort of.
They are always working. He just said 10 to 12 hours a day.
Yeah,
The best thing to do is call and get on the schedule. But the office is pretty much open from 7:30 in the morning until about 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Walking in, if you want chiropractic services, massage or whatnot, is probably not going to happen. I mean, Rachel's schedule and the therapist's schedules are booked typically a week out. So,
but if you want to walk in and talk about a loan, that's okay.
I can walk in and talk about a loan all day long. I don't care.
just can't get a massage and chiropractic care.
You can talk to me all day long. I'm fine talking about loans. But no, it's a busy office. We stay busy. We have a really good time. The energy there, I think, is amazing.
It is.
The other reason I love going into work is because we just have amazing energy in the office. It's a fun place to be.
Well, and your wife's amazing too, so that doesn't hurt.
Oh, I'm biased, and yes, she is amazing.
She is amazing. just briefly, tell us about the Hockett and the Softwave. You got a minute.
Yeah, I got a minute to do this. Great. You're putting me on the spot. Softwave is tissue regeneration therapy. The quick explanation is it uses shockwaves to trick the body into sending dormant stem cells and blood flow to the area. And we have people leave the table with instant relief from joint pain on a very first treatment. The Hockett is a infrared sauna ozone therapy on steroids. I don't know any other way to put it. You got 10 modalities. You get it done in about 30 minutes. Every time I do it, I come out of that thing feeling great.
That's awesome. I walk by it one day. I'm going to give it a try.
You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show here on 1030 The Voice on KBOI. Come on back for the last segment. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with the three of us, and we have John Spurr, the CEO of Inspired Life. I'm trying to recap on some of the things we talked about today. We talked about renter price increasing, and that the fact this increasing means that sometimes you as a client need to think about investing in yourself instead of giving the money to the renters. Also, the fact is that when you're getting renter requirements, the things about, you know, you're in 1 month, 2 months, man, rent you need, and you need insurance and all that stuff. The same thing, amount of money you need for that, you can also use that same money for a down payment on the home. So think about that. And DPA options, and also DPA options and grant options. So there's different ways you can go through and try to get a mortgage or lending capability. But if you do so, make sure you go through John Spurr, who's happened to be here with us. He's John Spurr from Inspired Life Mortgage. He's one of the best lenders in the city of Tucson. And with that being said, Sandra, want to start talking about
an article I read just a couple days ago. There's an article that Fox 10 out of Phoenix had, and it was about car-free community, and that's not carefree Tucson, but car-free. I went to Google it, and it wants to change my search to carefree. It was called Cul-de-sac Tempe. And so they have 17 acres of property, and it's all designed to have a community where you don't need a car.
Got it.
Yeah, pretty interesting. So it's a walkable community, and they have 700 apartments, but nobody owns a car.
So there's no parking, which they're trying to tell you.
Well, so no parking
my question is, what's the employment? Is this the whole I'm working from home concept, or are there employers on this complex, or are you taking public transportation?
I think it's all of the above.
Okay.
So the benefits that they talked about were, one, they do have discounts on rent-a-car services. You have unlimited light rail service. They have bikes available. And so there is transportation.
I don't know if you've seen the weather in Phoenix for the last 3 months, but the whole bikes available to get to work just is not
entertaining for me. That's a winter thing.
Have you seen the temperature in Phoenix in the winter?
Yes, well.
But they also did say that they had office space. You can sit there and get your little office space and get your little room up there and work on it. But the whole idea was that everything you need from your supermarket, from different stores, different restaurants. Of course, they're not going to have like probably a big video place or a big Costco. It's not like that. But everything you would need to sit there and live in a comfortable surrounding, with pools and parks and bike paths and running paths and things like that.
And I think it's a sense of community too. Yeah. You know, people that want that, their neighbors to know them, and that they want to have that face-to-face contact and a shared interest in sustainability.
And it's not the first time I've heard of these type of concepts. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with what's going on at the old Foothills Mall.
No, I am not.
Are you?
Tell us, no.
Oh my gosh. I don't know where the developer at the bottom, but like 3/4 of it is leveled. They're keeping the movie theater. They're keeping some of the restaurants, but there's going to be, I don't remember, and it's over a period of time, 500 townhome condos. There's going to be office space, grocery stores, restaurants.
Yep.
So we have a development similar to that.
Very similar.
Similar type of concept, but it's not a no car, because We all know in Tucson, you can't, this town's not laid out to where you could.
Okay, let's just say from one side of that property to the other side of the property. You want to be walking indoors, probably.
So, but I mean, they're pretty far along and they've started the construction. It's a great, now I have the article on my desktop. I'll email it to you. So, but I've heard of this I've seen something similar in Austin in California. And a lot of these developers are taking over these empty strip malls. And we have a bunch. And I think that that's something may start happening in Tucson because there are a lot of empty strip malls.
And if you look at downtown Tucson and all of the things that have gone on downtown, you kind of have that same concept without the no car part of it. And just to be clear, the cul-de-sac Tempe does have parking at their restaurants and shops. So if you're coming from out of the area, you do have a place to park. But yeah, downtown, they're really, you would be able to get to a restaurant, a grocery store, services without owning a vehicle.
Yeah. So although the news media would like you to believe that the housing market is going to come to a screeching halt and crashing, and there may be marketplaces in the country that's happening, I think we all agree that Arizona has a true housing shortage.
We do.
We're one of the fastest growing states in the country. People are just moving here in record pace. And we're going to have to come up with new, creative, unique ways to come up with housing. Affordable housing. And there's one thing that I know about Tucson I love, and I've been here my entire life, is we've always kind of been on the front edge of coming up with ways of solving weird things. Mm-hmm. You know, who would have ever thought that Tucson, Arizona, little old Tucson, Arizona, is a top five for foodies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have...
We've seen a way to recreate ourselves every time.
And so we come up with solutions, and I think I know of some things that the city's working on, the county's working on, to make zoning easier for sustainable housing, for affordable housing, for these mini homes or small homes and whatnot. Even the houses that we've talked about and like the project I'm working on with somebody that can't talk about, but just this.
You're not the first one to sit in that chair and go, I'm working on a project I can't talk about. You're like the third or fourth one to say that.
That's not new to us. Yeah.
That's good radio for you right there. You know, we are on the radio, but we can't talk about what's going on.
Well, the good news is it means you're in touch with everybody who's on the cutting edge of something, right?
There you go.
Or the cutting edge of nothing. Who knows? But
it's all coming soon, I think. I think everyone we've talked to that has something that they can't talk about, we're talking in the next 6 to 12 months, there will be options for people that weren't there.
Yes.
What we're working on is on trucks and being delivered. It's on its way. I've already figured out the financing for it. Really, we're down to, it's an adult erector set. We need to know that we know how to put it together correctly before we go and go to market and tell people. And it's not that we don't want to talk about it or we shouldn't talk about it. We all believe it's one of these things where as soon as we say what it is, this stupid thing, all of our phones are going to be ringing off the hook, and we don't have
all the solutions.
We don't have anything to show anybody.
Right.
You know, and we don't have a time frame. We don't have the timing down. We don't have exact costs. And so we'd rather just put a couple of these together, make sure they are exactly what we think they are, and then, you know, get all our ducks in a row. But I really do believe there's a lot of solutions between us and a couple other people that are working on similar things that is going to make, I think, Tucson, again, the cutting edge on how you deal with a housing problem.
Right. And why not do it here? We have the need, the population for it. We have a city that people want to live in for our weather. And like you mentioned, the food, the culture, the art.
And we get why not Tucson? We're getting a lot more industry down here, too. Yep. When I first got here, we didn't have too many of these call centers, these bigger Amazon buildings. I mean, now we have probably 15, 20 of them now. When I first got here, we maybe had one.
Yeah. And look at the other unique part of Tucson is, I mean, I've been in finance and real estate and in construction my entire life here, over 30 years. And the number of self-made local large companies we have in this industry, that we don't have those big companies in Phoenix coming down here doing road work. We don't have California companies here doing road work like they do in Phoenix. We have a community here that has the ability to do this. We have some of the, I mean, you sit here and say I'm the best lender in Tucson, which I can't say anyways, but I'm a great lender, but we have a lot of great lenders. We have a lot of great loan officers. We have a lot of people that know how to do creative finance. And we have great real estate agents. We have good people that know how to do infrastructure and build and construct. We have all the elements it takes to be on the cutting edge of this, and I think we're right there and right on the edge of coming up with something that's going to be a very unique solution. I'm telling you, if I had the money, there's like 3 or 4 strip malls in town that I would buy and turn them into condos and tear up the parking lot, put a pool in the center of it, and I could tell you I'd sell them like hotcakes. I could just sell the heck out of those things, and I know people would move to them. You know, put a restaurant on one end, put a small bowling alley on the other end, or whatever you're going to put.
And a grocery store. When I lived in Abu Dhabi, we had a grocery store at the bottom of our buildings and high rises, and it was the coolest thing ever to just go get groceries and then go right back home.
Well, you've traveled a lot. I've traveled a lot. You know, I don't know what it is about America. We get a refrigerator the size of your house, and you buy food for a week, and you feel that's not how it works in the rest of the world. People, yeah, you get done with not. Work, you go to the store, you buy your food for that day, and you cook it. You're not filling an ice box. It's I understand what you're saying. We spent quite a bit of time in Japan with my cousin, and Rachel's cousin. It was great. It everything you needed was right there. You didn't have to go far to get it.
It made you go outside. You didn't stay in home a week trying to cook all week. It made you go outside and go get something.
I don't know, you've seen houses in Japan, but they're small. So,
yeah.
You know, we do have one other thing, though, we need to talk about. We've got some open houses this weekend.
I love being on the on air on Saturday morning because it gives us the opportunity to tell you about the open houses that we have coming up. So that's a great perk for us. So
and say, come see me.
Yeah, Danielle will be there today from 12 to 3. And it's at 670 South Pantano Road. And it's Unit E. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath townhouse, 1,149 square feet, on the market, asking $245,000, and it is at Pantano and Broadway, just south of Broadway. So it's a great location, convenient to shopping, you know, grocery stores. You've got not malls, but you have some big shopping centers, movies. Everything is fairly close. And so come check that out. We'll be open on Sunday as well. Same thing. 12 to 3. So stop by and say hi. With that, we want to thank you for listening today. And we'd also like to thank all of our sponsors, Pioneer Title Agency, Indy Realty, Inspired Life Mortgage. John, it's great having you here today. Rego Pest Prevention and Power, that's P-O-W-U-R, Solar. And we couldn't do what we do without their support. So if you reach out to them, please let them know that you heard about them on the I Am Real Estate Show.
If you want more information on the open house today, you can reach me at 520-373-6864.
Or Sandra at 520-850-1725.
I can't help you. I'm not going to be doing any open houses.
We'll
but
be
if you
there.
Want to call
come
me, call me at 520-904-7711. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week. Thanks, John.